I wasn't sure if you'd actually come. I mean, I'm really glad you did, but you definitely didn't have to. We barely know each other. Well, yeah, we've been in the same classes for the past 4 years, but this is the first time we've really hung out outside of school. Weird, isn't it? A whole month after graduation, and you're only now seeing my house. Well, my backyard. Yeah. Sorry. I'd ask you to come in, but I'm a bit nervous. My parents never let me have anyone over, specifically boys, and especially boys like you. They think you could be a bad influence on me. Don't take it personally. They're just super protective of their little girl. That's why I had to ask you to come over in the middle of the night. I knew that they'd both be asleep right now, and I really need to tell you something. I'm sorry, I'm still nervous. What did you say? Sorry, I was trying to get my thoughts together. Oh, you like my dress? Thanks. I bought it after graduation. I thought it went well with my glasses. My parents don't approve of it, but then again, they don't approve of really anything else. My dad said it was too revealing, and yeah. Maybe he's right, but you can't blame me for wanting to try something new. My mom has been picking my clothes all of my life, and she only wants me wearing clothes that are church appropriate. It's been around. Okay. Like this? I'm glad that you like it. I'm still not used to wearing something like this yet. It's the first dress I own that is this tight, and it's definitely the shortest thing in my closet right now. Oh, and the back looks really cute when I wear my hair like this. Oh, but I'm getting distracted. I asked to see you for a reason. I really need to tell you something. Okay. Here it is. I like you. I really like you. And it's hard for me to admit that because I've been trying to avoid these feelings all summer. Why? Because it's wrong. Girls like me aren't supposed to be this attracted to guys like you. We're complete opposites, you and I. I'm a good girl. I've been that way all of my life. I got good grades, I volunteered at animal shelters, I sang at church choir. Not to mention, I'm still a virgin. I mean, look at me. I get nervous just wearing a dress like this. You're rebellious. You skip class, you constantly blast music from that used sports car of yours. You're at every party, and you're always wearing that leather jacket as if you're trying to look like your stereotype. You're everything I've been told not to be. Everything my parents told me to avoid. But all of that makes me want you even more. All summer, I've tried really hard to keep being good, to stay innocent, to always act like a lady, to be my mother's daughter, but every time I see you, I can't help myself. There's something about you. You make me want to do things that I shouldn't. I am tired of being the good girl. I want to be bad. I want you to make me bad. I want you to ruin me in every sense of the word. I'm serious. I didn't wear this dress for nothing. And while we're being honest, I didn't just wear my hair in this ponytail to make my outfit look cute. I wore my hair like this so you could have something to grab onto later. I want you to take me and use me in a way that only you could. I don't want my first time to be sweet and gentle. I want it rough. I need it rough. I can't be that innocent little girl anymore. I need you to take that innocence away from me, and I want you to take it in the roughest way possible. I just want to... kiss you. Wow, you taste so good. You're putting your hands up, my Jess. No, I don't mind. Keep going. But before you go any further, I'm warning you, I'm not wearing any panties. Oh shit! Your fingers. They just slid right in. Wow. I've never been this wet before. I didn't even know I could get this wet. Okay. I want to go further, but we can't do it here. The neighbors might see or something. Let's take this to my room. Okay, great. It's just upstairs, but we need to be sneaky. My parents are still sleeping, and if they catch us, we're dead. I think we're in the clear. No, we're Yeah. I think your hand was up my dress, rubbing my You know, this is the first time that I've snuck someone in my room. Shit. My dress slops are starting off. How embarrassing. My tits are almost completely exposed. You know, I'm not wearing a bra either. But from the way you were looking at me outside, I think you already figured that out. Here, let's go to the bed. This is dress. Aren't you gonna take your clothes off too? All I'm wearing is my hair tie and these glasses. Come on, be fair. At least take off your shirt. I'll take care of the rest. That's more like it. No, I'll just do this. Wow. Your cock, it's so huge and hard. Can I put it in my mouth? I never really given a blowjob before, and I really want to try it. Especially with a cock like yours. Yeah? Okay. Maybe just the head first. You taste amazing. Okay, I'm going to try to put it in deeper in my throat. Oh, your moans are so hot. But try to stay quiet, okay? My parents are just in the other room. The faces you're making. Am I really doing that to you? Every time I lick or kiss your cock, you start to squirm. And your face, it looks so hot whenever you're about to moan. I think you made that face whenever I do this. Yeah, that piece right there. And the slight twitch afterwards. That's so fucking hot. I wonder if it happens every time. Oh, you like that, don't you? Oh, those little moves. And you like the way I'm looking up at you with my little glasses as I suck your cock. Now I give it little kisses. Now I use my tongue like this every time. It's all the way inside of my warm little mouth. You can moan, but don't be too loud. I don't want us to get caught. Oh, but I love to hear you. I love knowing that I'm doing a good job. Well, it's like your cock belongs in my mouth. Like I was made for this. I never knew blowjobs were this fun. Okay. Maybe next time I'll suck you until you finish. And then you can come on my face and all over my glasses. But tonight you're going to take my virginity. Like I said, I want you to be rough with me. So let me get on my back and you can fuck my brains out. Okay. Don't hold back when you put it in. Don't treat me like some innocent good girl. I want you to fuck me like I'm your little whore. I want you to... you're inside of me. Oh, my heart's so good. Here, I'll just get on all fours and face my tight ass right to you. Just like this. Oh my god. Oh, this does feel different. I can feel you going even deeper than me. I guess. Fuck. Come here. Pull it. Take the fucking reins and fuck me. Oh, I don't care if my parents hear us anymore. Just fuck me hard and rough and show me how bad. bad I can be. Tell me I'm your favorite dirty girl. Tell me that you love using me in my tight little pussy. Shit. I'm getting even wetter. You're sliding into me with so much ease. But, I'm getting so close. Find me right there. Find me right there. Feel every inch of my hot little cunt as you throw it into me. Holy shit. That was amazing. I think my pussy is leaking with both your cum and mine. Shit. Oh, I got so wet. And you pumped quite the load in me. Are all orgasms like that? Do you always come that much? Well, however much that was, it was everything that I needed. Do you think my parents heard us? You know what? I don't care. They need to learn that I'm not their innocent little girl anymore. And I can't wait to be bad for you for the rest of the fucking summer.